And now it's time for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And Coach, a game here that got a little bit tight after a big lead early, but you guys were able to sustain in the second half. It seemed to me that really the defense extra pressure was forcing them a lot of turnovers, and you guys were able to create a lot of separation from that point on.
You know, I thought we got distracted a little bit. We had the 15-point lead, and we had a couple of difficult situations, and then we had a technical, and all of a sudden that 15-point lead evaporated to a 5-point lead. And, you know, one of the pregame comments that I had made was run them off the arc. They took 28 threes out of 48 shots, and they made eight. And it seems like they were making them, in droves in that first half. They were 6 for 16. That kept them in the game. But our guys overcame the distractions. And as a result of that, I think we put it together in the second half. And it wasn't a stellar second half by any stretch of the imagination. But there are a lot of things that were done in the second half that I think will resonate as we go forward from here. I thought Nelson Bocciadam was sensational. I think it's his best he's played defensively all year long, and I could not be more pleased in the performance he had. Forrester, of course, had another very good game. Michael Jones was terrific as well. Those three in particular were superb today.
And you talk about Lawyer. We see the points on the board with 24 again. But what stood out to Justin and I is during that stretch that you talked about with the technical, some no calls and other things in that series, he was the calm within the storm to keep everybody ready to go and focused.
He certainly is a great leader for us. We've identified that since he stepped on our campus, and he's validated that by what he's done, affirming every kind of leadership quality that he has through leading our team, leading himself. And that's the critical part of it. You want to be a great leader, you got to lead yourself first, and he led himself tonight.
And Mike Jones was another guy that seems to just have such flow. We throw the word fluidity out there. He got to show a lot of that off today.
What seems like effortless. There's a smoothness to him. There's an ease to him about the way he does things. But he's a silent killer. He made three steals today. They're critical plays. He defended very well today. Michael continues to emerge as a very, very good player for us.
And, Coach, it seems like another good shooting day, 58% from the field, 46 from three-point range. You're getting good shots. What do you like about what it's taken to get those good shots?
Well,
the screens and
you know,
like
Justin,
that?
We had five opportunities in the first half. We just didn't finish them off. And despite not finishing them off, we kept fighting. We kept fighting and we kept fighting. And then in the second half, we had a couple of more layups that didn't go down. So I would say of our shots that we missed 22 shots, I'd say like 9 or 10 of them were point blank. And you have to have days where you overcome that. And I thought we did that today. And that's a real deflating thing. When you miss a layup, it really deflates you. And I thought we responded to that deflation very well.
How pleased are you as a coach, and maybe proud is the word, of a guy like Mike Jones? He's been here a while now, had the year where he had the injury, came back, had the brace on, probably was a little tentative. He seems to be getting in there on the action in a lot of different ways, three-point shooting, defensively, and driving.
How about the drives, which is a new dimension to his game? How about the passing ability, which is another dimension to his game, which he didn't have as fluidly as he did last year? So as he added cutting to his game last year, he's now added the ball on the floor and getting to the rim, and he's now also added that ability to hit the cutter. I think he'd have made that great pass to Lee on that layup in the second half.
How important I shouldn't say how important. We already know Big Mo at the end of the half. A game like today where you're looking to keep going and staying focused, was that bucket that was goaltending here at the end of the half that made it a 9-point game?
Yeah, it was Mike's basket right there. And, we really talk about Big Mo, and, of course, we stopped them, so they did not score. So it was a very big point of the game for us. That's why it's called a defining moment by our staff.
And most of this game, Luca, we didn't get to see a lot of him because of the foul trouble. But in that second half, he was able to get freed up, contribute, and he was a power inside.
You know, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 6 for 7 from the floor. That's a pretty good day's work.
That's not bad. That's an impressive line. And, Coach, before we let you go, we know the cancellation next Wednesday, Loyola Chicago. I know that was disappointing. They have some COVID issues happening within their program. Can you give us any update on what will be next?
Yeah, we're going to be playing the University of Alabama They're sixth in the country right now. We will go down to Birmingham Monday and play them Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're hopeful that we will have a game against somebody here on Wednesday at 1, as we are scheduled, because we have the fans coming, and we're trying to get a partner to play us right now. We're trying to get a game to play us on Wednesday, and we're hopeful. We're not finalized on that yet, but we're hopeful that could happen.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a 7th straight win.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.